And joining us, a pair of returning starters, Christian Tago, junior from Palmdale. He's a linebacker for the Spartans. And senior Tyler Irvin, a running back from Colton, California. Gentlemen, glad to have you here. We haven't seen you guys for a couple of seasons. Christian, what do we want to expect out of the Spartans? As I say, we haven't seen you for a while. What's going to be the strength of this team this year?
Just a team that with 105 guys all in, just working hard, kind of bringing the hammer every day, you know, just being ready to work.
Scheme-wise, Tyler, what are we going to see? What's the strength of the offense? What do you think the strength of the defense is?
Strength of the offense, I think we have a lot of diversity now. We have a lot of younger guys and myself just trying to contribute and trying to be the best that we can be. So we're doing a lot of different things that I think you guys should look out for.
I was listening to what the coach had to say, Coach Carriger, closed practices. Yeah. You know, and sometimes for us, more open practice the better, but a lot of teams increasingly closing it. But said you guys had some things to work out. I know there's been a couple of guys thrown off the team, whatever, but this was done before that. So who can tell me not what needed to be worked out, but how that went? How that went for you? You tell me, Tyler, and then we'll talk to Christian. How'd that go?
Closing the doors to help us kind of just hone in and focus on our team. We need to find our identity. I think we did a good job of that this spring and this summer. Mm-hmm. So I think by, you know, kind of getting all the distractions out of, you know, everybody else coming in and trying to, you know, interview after practice or whatever it is, we can really have a chance to just focus on what we need to improve and what we feel like we can do better. And I think we did a good job of that this past spring.
What'd you think, Christian?
You know, those close practices, I kind of like view it as, you know, if you have family problems, you don't want the whole world to know what your family problems are. You know, you want to, you know, keep it at home, you know, fix it on your own. And that's kind of, I think, Coach Carragher's thing is, now, we had a couple problems, but, you know, we're going to fix ourselves. Not everybody in the world needs to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I was surprised, and I don't know if you know this, Pop, but he let them hit the quarterback. I'm a defensive guy. That's great. if I'm an offensive guy, I'm like, hey, these guys are coming through pretty fast. The offensive line, you get to number twos and threes in the own line and the quarterbacks are live, you got some challenges. So how did that go? Hitting on quarterbacks.
I think it went really good. You know, it gives the quarterbacks the actual look. You know, the quarterback, it puts a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks and see how they put in certain situations. You know, when we tag off, they don't really like, okay, they're not going to hit me. But when you know the defense is going to hit you, oh, now I got to react this way, or I got to do this, or I got to do that. So I think it just helped our quarterbacks out a lot.
How much did that actually, how many sessions or reps or how many different scrimmages, or was there a live period every day or?
Yeah, I think every like couple of days we did like a live period with the quarterbacks. Usually at the end of practice or something, we did a little competition with just going live with each other.
Tyler got a new offensive coordinator, Al Borges. He's been around, knows a lot of football.
Yeah.
What's going to be different about the Spartan offense this year?
Well, first of all, he is the guru. I mean, you can go to him about any question about football, and he'll give you a detailed explanation on, you know, how to execute it, what it should look like, you know. So I think he's bringing a lot of good stuff to the table, and we're doing some different things as far as what we're going to do as far as, well, me in the backfield. But, you know, traditional pro style, a little bit of gun. But it's going to be a good mix of a lot of good things.
Did you know Coach Borges was offensive coordinator at Boise State?
No, I did not.
Ask Coach Borges about the time they beat Idaho in 1994.
Okay.
And Coach Borges got so excited he tried to bring down the goalposts, but his belt wasn't tight enough and his pants fell down. It's one of the more you know, famous images of Boise State of all time.
Yeah, but I got to talk to him about
he's
that.
He's coached a lot of places, Michigan, UCLA, Auburn, if I'm not mistaken,
Auburn
as well.
Too.
And now he's at San Jose. I know that's interesting. Christian, what about the defense? Would you describe that's how Coach Carragher wants to turn this team over to a defensive-minded approach, or how would you describe this?
You know, just starting off with Greg Robinson, you know, he's a great guy. You know, he's been around some NFL teams, some really good college teams, and he really knows what he's talking about. And that really feeds off on the players. When the coach really knows what they're talking about and they're really genuine with us, it makes us want to learn. It makes us want to try harder.
Tyler, you play a number of different positions. I've looked at your bio here. You've played running back. You've played slot back. You've been kick returner, punt returner, cornerback, special teams.
Barber.
Christian looks like he hasn't gotten anywhere near you if you're a barber.
Oh, no. You either, yeah, Baylor. No. Look at this guy.
Well, yeah, I don't have much to work with. Christian, he'd have a lot to work with. What are you going to do this year, and what do you want your senior year to be?
Overall, I just want my senior year to be an enjoyable experience. I mean, being out there with the guys and competing with, you know, brothers that I go to war with every game, is you can't replace that. And I think, you know, as much as I can do, I want to just contribute as, you know, best as I can in any way possible. So whatever, it's, you know, punt return, kick return, running back, you know, I'll do it.
What are you best at?
Oh, man, I don't want to say I'm best. I just like to, you know, try to diversify my portfolio, as they might say. running back is something that I've been doing for a very, very long time. I'm really comfortable, but I've become accustomed to becoming very comfortable everywhere else on the field as well. So, you know, like I said, whatever it takes to contribute to the team, I'll do.
Well, I know for you guys, there's a lot of work ahead, and there's been some distractions. I understand Coach closed things off, some guys dismissed from the team. One, under controversial circumstances, all the attention on domestic abuse. How is it to be 18 to 23 years old and have all that stuff going around you guys? I mean, it feels different to me from the outside looking in, but how is it, you know, from the locker room out? Is it a distraction? Is it tough?
I don't think overall. We know a lot of the freshmen that we bring in, we can't let one or two, you know, bad judgment calls from two kind of say, hey, these group of guys are exactly like this. You know, man, one or two bad apples doesn't define the whole group. I think we have a lot of good things going for us. And just proceeding on to the season, we're just going to look forward to having everybody that we do have participate and giving all their effort in and, you know, trying to make this a real enjoyable experience for everybody involved.
Christian, 96 tackles last year. I asked you about it. You kind of shook your head. What can you do to get four more to get to 100? Isn't that the magical number for a season, for somebody to get to 100 tackles?
Yeah, well, I think it starts with us staying healthy. I missed two games, and that played a big factor in that.
So you play two more games, you average what, about 8 tackles a game, 9 tackles a game?
Yeah.
Put you over the top.
Oh, yeah, definitely right there. So just staying healthy and just, you know, doing everything the right way.
For San Jose State to be in the hunt, for Boise State to be an important game for both teams, what do you guys think has to happen for you guys?
Take every game one game at a time. You know, starting off with New Hampshire, you know, they're a really good team, a good FCS school. So, it's going to be a good challenge. And to end with boys, that's a big game for us. You know, the last game of the season usually leads on to the next season. So that's going to be a really good and exciting game for us to play them again.
Guys, thanks for your time. We want to thank Christian Tago and Tyler Irvin for being with us from San Jose State today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.